We are Mirtz Hashem continuing today in Perek Beis Mishnah. We left off in the middle of the Mishnah, and Hillel explained, V'lo chala marbe b'schora machkim. Literally translated, not everyone who engages excessively in business will become wise. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Achar she'osik b'schora so kol hayom, v'osim menekev mitoras arai, lo yischakim li'olam. So this is very interesting. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains that this is not necessarily a function of the amount of time that you allot to business versus the amount of time that you allot to learning. Rather, what it really is a focus on is a person's priorities. What is it ultimately, again, that you prioritize in life? Is my priority ultimately my Torah? Or is my priority ultimately, again, my business? And that's why his Lashon over here is, see, since you're engaged in business the whole day and it becomes keva, it becomes the fixed part of your life, it becomes the priority, then by definition, my Torah becomes arai. So again, if my business is my priority, then Torah is not my priority. And Torah is not my priority, lo yischakim li'olam, I'm not going to become a chacham. It's not a punishment. It's a cause and effect. At the end of the day, that which you make your priority in life is that which you become proficient in. That which is not a priority, it's a hobby, something you dabble in. And it's such a profound idea to think about. At the end of the day, okay, most of us have jobs, right? And as the fact that we have jobs, that means the majority of my day is going to be spent on my job and not going to be spent in learning. But there's an interesting question, which is, what's my priority? At the end of the day, if somebody were to ask me, what's the most important part of my life? Would the most important part be my learning? Or is the most important part my business? And that, how you prioritize and how you understand what is your primary piece and what is your secondary piece, it's not a question of semantics. It makes all the difference in the world. Because even if a person is technically spending more hours on working than they are on learning, if that learning is my priority, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours, that's how I become proficient. That's how I create, ultimately, a sense of continuity in my spiritual development because it is my priority. And literally, again, the Mishnah says it's so profound, in a place where there are no men, try to be a man, writes the Rabbeinu Yonah. So this is actually quite beautiful. He says, he gives three explanations here. The first one, he says, so this is incredible. Sometimes, you see, in life, it's always incredible to have someone who is there like a Rebbe to inspire you, to lift you up, to encourage you to do more and to be more. But sometimes you don't have it. So sometimes what happens in life is a person says, well, I don't have someone to inspire me. I don't have someone to move me. As if not having that personality in your life is somehow an excuse not to accomplish. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "B'makom she'enish hishtadli yosish." If you don't have an ish, if you don't have someone to inspire you and to lift you up, you be that man. You be that guy. Do not wait for others to inspire, but rather, again, you self-inspire. Make yourself into the person you truly want to be. That's the first interpretation. He gives another interpretation. In general, if you see people, like maybe there's not like a chevra who's doing the right thing. So, and it could happen. So what are you doing? There's not a chevra who's doing the right thing. You create the chevra. You be the man. You be the man. The third interpretation of the Rabbeinu Yonah, he goes on and he explains, what if you live in a place where there are no great Talmidei Chachamim, no great Torah scholars? So what does the Mishnah say? You become the scholar. The three themes or the three explanations are really all rooted in the same idea, which is in life, if you're uninspired, so take responsibility for your own inspiration. In life, if there's not a group of people who ultimately are doing the right thing, you become the leader and create those people, that chevra. And in life, if you don't find yourself in proximity to a Talmid Chacham, then guess what? You become the Talmid Chacham. So often in life, we outsource our success to others. What the Mishnah is teaching me is own it. Take responsibility. If you want something to happen in life, no one is going to make that happen for you. You need to create that yourself. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. We then go on to Mishnah Vav. Afhu ra'al gulgoles achar shetzaf al pnei ha'mayim. Hillel also once saw a skull floating on the water. Amar la, he said to the skull, so to speak, al da'ateft atfuch v'sof mitfayech yitufun. literally because you have drowned others, others drowned you, and eventually those who drowned you will also be drowned. Now, of course, whether or not there's a discussion in the commentaries, did Hillel know whose skull this was? See, it could be that Hillel understood ultimately that this was the skull of a person who had murdered others. But again, for whatever the reason, he was unable to be put to death by a beis din, by a Jewish court. And so Hillel says, essentially, you got what was coming to you. You killed others, so now others killed you. But, however, the people who killed you outside of the confines of a beis din. They took the law into their own hands, and you can't do that either. So those who killed you ultimately will be brought to justice as well. The takeaway message from this particular Mishnah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And the fact that he runs the world is a system of justice. And in that system of justice, everyone gets what is coming to them. It may take some time, but ultimately, again, those who do the right thing are rewarded, and those who do the wrong thing are punished. And the Ribbono Shel Olam system of ultimate justice is the guiding light for all of humanity. What you put in is what you will get out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It may be immediate, and sometimes it takes time, but the divine system of justice guides everything in this world. All right, Chavrul, stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Schus to learn. Kol Tov.